Chapter 6. Dickens and Christmas. For Dickens, Christmas was a time to be kind to other people. It was also a wonderful time of food and drink, parties and happy families. Dickens' interest in better conditions for the poor was as strong as ever. He wanted Parliament to do more. He wrote a letter to a newspaper calling for new laws about work conditions for women and children. He strongly believed in the need for schools for everybody. But he also believed that it was not only the government's job to help the poor. In his opinion, people should give more of their own money to help poor people too. This is made clear in one of his most famous stories. In fact, A Christmas Carol is one of the most famous stories in the world, and Ebenezer Scrooge is probably one of the most famous characters in English literature. Great Dickens characters. Ebenezer Scrooge. When we first meet the old man Scrooge on the day before Christmas, he is mean and unkind. He is a businessman with no time for friends or relatives. He loves one thing, money. A kind family man, Bob Cratchit, works for Scrooge. As usual, Cratchit asks for Christmas Day off work. Scrooge agrees, but he is not happy about this. He hates everything about Christmas. When two men ask him for money for the poor, Scrooge gives them nothing.
Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses? He asks coldly.
Scrooge lives alone, and that night he returns to his empty home. But a terrible surprise is waiting for him. As he stands at his front door, it seems to change before his eyes. Suddenly, he is looking into the face of his old partner, Jacob Marley. But Marley died 7 years ago. When the face has disappeared, Scrooge runs inside. He looks all around, and nobody is in the house. But then, he hears a noise. It gets louder. Something is coming up the stairs. It's a terrible chain from A Christmas Carol.
I will not believe it, said Scrooge to himself.
But then something came straight through the door and into the room. It was the ghost of Jacob Marley. He had the same face, the same clothes. But now Marley's ghost was pulling a long chain. It was made of money boxes and locks and keys and business books. Scrooge looked into his old partner's dead eyes, and still he did not believe it.
What do you want? Cried Scrooge.
A lot,
answered the ghost. The voice was Marley's.
Who are you?
Ask me who I was, said the ghost.
Scrooge spoke louder.
Who were you then?
In life, I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
This is silly, cried Scrooge. I don't believe it. I am probably seeing you because I ate a bad piece of cheese for dinner.
In answer, the ghost gave a terrible cry and shook the chains loudly. Scrooge fell to his knees in fear.
Do you believe in me or not? Said Marley's ghost.
I do,
cried Scrooge.
I must. But why are you here? Why are you pulling that chain?
I made this chain in my life, replied the ghost. Your own chain was as heavy and long as this 7 years ago, Scrooge, and you have worked on it a lot since that time. It is a terrible chain.
Marley's ghost tells Scrooge that 3 more ghosts will visit him that night. The first is the ghost of Christmas past. This ghost shows Scrooge scenes from his own past. We see that Ebenezer was not always unkind. In fact, he was a lonely boy. It is interesting that Ebenezer's sister is called Fan. Dickens' own older sister was called Fanny. Did Dickens see part of his own character in the young Scrooge? This part of the novel shows one of Dickens' strong opinions. The character of an adult is shaped by his or her life as a child. The reader is shown more scenes of Scrooge's early life. He grows up and joins the world of business. We watch as his heart becomes colder and colder. When Scrooge sees the second ghost, it is sitting happily on a great pile of Christmas food. This ghost takes Scrooge and shows him scenes of Christmas now. People cannot see Scrooge, but he can see them. They visit Scrooge's only relative, and they visit the family of his office worker, Bob Cratchit. The Cratchit family have no money, and one of their children, Tiny Tim, is not well. But their Christmas is happy and full of love. Before the second ghost leaves, he shows Scrooge 2 children, a boy and a girl. The boy is Stupidity, and the girl is Want. The ghost tells Scrooge that both are dangerous, but the boy is the most dangerous of all. For Dickens, this scene is the heart of the story. The third and final ghost frightens Scrooge the most. This is the ghost of Christmas in the future. Scrooge learns about Bob Cratchit's son, Tiny Tim. Without medicine or good food, the boy will die. The ghost also shows Scrooge the world after he has died. In this future, nobody is interested in the lonely death of a mean old man. Scrooge wakes in fear. Then he learns that it is Christmas morning. Only one night has passed. Scrooge's heart jumps with happiness. He realizes that he can change his life. It is not too late. He understands at last that money is not everything. It is more important to be kind. After this, he is happy and kind to other people. He visits his relatives. He gives Bob Cratchit more money, and he is a second father to Bob's ill son, Tiny Tim. A Christmas Carol is a simple story, and the novel is not very long. Dickens wrote it in just 6 weeks. The book was published in December 1843, and readers loved it. In a way, Dickens' story helped to change the idea of Christmas in England. Before that time, Christmas was probably a less important time for Christians than Easter. For Dickens, Christmas was a time to be kind to other people. It was also a wonderful time of food and drink, parties and happy families. The story is still popular today all around the world. There have been a lot of films of it. There is even a Disney film of the story with Mickey Mouse as Bob Cratchit. Why is this story so popular? Perhaps because it asks the reader serious questions. What is really important in life? What makes a life good or happy? After the great success of A Christmas Carol, Dickens decided to write a Christmas story every year. He wrote 5, but none of the other books had the same success as the story of Scrooge. End of CD 1.